Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome aboard Conversations with the Queen, where I am. Because we are all. But most of all,
I am gifted. I am all of this. And indeed, the shit.
Peace and love. You are now tuned into the frequency of Conversations with the Queen, where holistic health, music, art, and life converge to create mental stimulation for your listening pleasure.
Yo, what's good? I know you guys are all out there listening live. You're listening into Conversations with the Queen. We do air every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I am your host, Tay Queen. I'd just like to welcome you all aboard and welcome you in for this wonderful show. Tonight's topic will be Life Cycles Living Through Music featuring Bitar Rajahooty. But before we get into that, I would love to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.wordpress.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain not only to the show, but so many other beautiful topics like holistic health, history, metaphysics, all of that wonderful stuff. And we definitely do get it popping over there. So don't forget to visit conversationswiththequeen.wordpress.com. That's the old site. Go to the new one, the WordPress site, and definitely, you know, follow us, stay in tune, and definitely get to know what's going on with us over there. So again, that's conversationswiththequeen.wordpress.com. All right, so I'm going to get it started with our affirmation, our weekly affirmation as we normally do. I am powerful at all times. I draw my strength from the never-ending resource of life within. Ashe. And you can find affirmations like that, so many more, firstly, daily, on Conversations with the Queen on our Facebook page. So that's facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. And you can also find it again on our blog, which is conversationswiththequeen.wordpress.com. And you'll be able to go over there and see that and so many more affirmations. Our yoga pose of the month is the Tekken pose. And it's a great pose because it just simply hits all aspects of the body and so many different points. It opens up and stimulates the throat chakra, helps the thyroid gland, drains lymphatic glands in the throat, relieves tension from the neck, and you do know a sister need that sometimes, and helps the shoulders and the spine, lengthens the hamstrings, stimulates the internal organs, and increases blood circulation to the brain. So, you know, we all know a couple people who could use that. Or maybe we could use that ourselves. Who knows? Everybody needs is blood to the brain. The blood, excuse me. Look at me. That's what I get for talking smack. Blood to the brain is never a bad thing, right? So it helps to correct our posture and everything like that. So definitely go over to conversationswiththequeen.wordpress.com and just type in monthly yoga pose, and the Tekken pose should pop up. And there'll be an instructional video below clicking the link to go to Facebook, and it should be right there, and you'll be able to view it, learn how to get into it, and all of that wonderful stuff. Okay, so let's get into our announcements. So first and foremost, I'd love to invite anybody who's listening, either in the live stream or the archives, to come with us on a lovely, lovely journey to Jamaica. and enjoy a great, great getaway. If you'd like to learn more about Kemetic Yoga, learn more about how you can get certified with becoming a Kemetic Yoga instructor, and you listened into our show maybe on Kemetic Yoga, then I have some great information for you that I would love to share with you guys about how you can come away with us to Jamaica in July, to Montego Bay, and definitely get certified through our 3-day certification. I think it's actually, 2-week certification course. So it's a really, really great time. It's a lot of fun, and a lot of people have loved the experience. So definitely, definitely hit me up. Again, that's tayqueen@hotmail.com, and you can check it out over there. Check me out over there. Or you can hit me up on facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen, and you'll be able to get in contact with me through the inbox, and we can talk about that. So it's a great experience, great opportunity. If you're interested, definitely hit me up. All right? Of course, we have Hidden History Online presents Dr. Aleem Bey, and he will be speaking on the Return of the Moors. He'll be in Brooklyn on March 30th at the Restoration Plaza, Fulton Street, Brooklyn. He'll be making his return to NYC for this huge event you don't want to miss. Tickets are $20 in advance and $30 at the door. To learn more, visit facebook.com/GeminiCreatress or facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. If you would like to bend at this event, definitely email Mel via Brooklyn Magi, Brooklyn spelled correctly, Magi spelled M-A-G-I. @yahoo.com, and you'll be able to get more information on that. So we have a lovely, huge selection of great things going on. And, of course, later on we'll get into the commercials, which will let you know about our Spring Awakening Cleanse. So that concludes our announcement section for today. We're going to get started with bringing on our guests. First, we're going to bring on our co-host. And this lovely surprise guest co-host, you are on the line. City Hanson, are you on the line?
Greetings, Earthlings.
You gotta stop doing that.
What's going on, y'all?
Good. Thank you for doing this favor for me and being my co-host.
I'm grateful and I'm blessed to be here. So it was a blessing to be able to do some work with you. As always, great work calls, and I'm down.
Exactly. You better do what I say. Anyway.
Hey, yo.
Just messing around. Anyway, of course, let's be serious. He said, yeah, I know. You hear that? All right, so let's get serious. Let's bring on Fatah Rasahudi. Fatah, what's good, God?
Peace. What's good with you?
Nothing much. You just chilling, having a good time. How are you?
Look, yeah, man. I'm the same thing. What's good, City? Peace, God.
Peace, family. Peace, Lord. How you feeling?
Can't complain, man. Life is good, man. You know what I mean?
Already.
Yeah. Niggas just grinding.
Indeed.
Definitely.
Man. I'm excited about that paradigm shift music, man. For real. You know what I mean? That's what the people need. That's what the people need to be hearing right now, because that's definitely what's taking place at this moment, the paradigm shift.
Yes, indeed.
All right, so for everybody who may not be familiar, I'm going to have Fatah introduce himself. Let the people know about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, man, I go by Fatah Rasahudi, man. You know, this is Paradigm Shift Music, God King Entertainment. You know what I mean? And really what we're doing is we just taking real good music and we making it the way we can raise the vibrations within the zombies along with the so-called quote-unquote conscious, you know what I'm saying? So it's music for everybody, but it's music that's really meant to not just sound good intellectually, but it's actually soul food for the spirit, you know what I'm saying? It's just really meant to raise the vibrations. A lot of these motherfuckers be out here, you know, so-called quote-unquote conscious, you know, motherfuckers will spit shit that'll just really just go to the mind, you know what I mean, on some intellectual left brain shit. But what we bring with this paradigm shift music is we bring in balance, man. You know, it's just conscious, you know, but it's also music that touches the heart. You know what I mean? It has to touch the heart for it to really resonate. You know what I mean? Anybody can get on some mental shit, but, you know, when it comes to really putting out music and understanding the alchemical process of transmutating what we live and then giving it to the people through music, it has to resonate. It has to stick with them, man. You know what I mean? You got to put out legendary shit, man. You got to be immortal when you do this shit. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's what Paradigm Shift Music is about, man. We making this shit sound good. We making it look good. And we being legendary while doing it.
All right. Definitely.
Indeed.
All right. Yeah, so that skips my first question. And to the second question. So, how did you come up with the concept of Paradigm Shift Music?
You know, I didn't even come up with it. It came to me, you know. It was, my whole thing was giving people what I know they need versus what they just want. You know what I mean? It's a difference, you know. Anybody can get out there and, you know, drop some bullshit, you know, just to get signed or get put on the radio, man, but they ain't what the people need. That's what they want. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And going against the grain is something that you have to be able to do regardless. And when I, when Paradigm Shift Music came to me, it meant more than just being conscious. It's actually not even a label. It's not even a box it can get put in. So, you know, when you hear somebody say Paradigm Shift Music, it's really talking about music that shifts the consciousness. And it necessarily don't fit just in one context or one box or one genre, you know. When people hear me do my music, man, you know, I'm a rapper, but I'm an artist first, you know, and I'm a songwriter. So a lot of these niggas out here going to get left behind if they thinking it's just about, you know, just rapping. But you got to be able to, you know, really get to the science of this music shit. And that's really what it's about, man. You know, it's a science, man. And
so it's magic.
That's what we're doing, you know.
It's magic. Definitely.
Yeah.
I always say, pretty much when it comes down to the art, you know, I view the art like it's magic. You know what I mean? Musicians are all magicians. You know what I mean? Every record is a spell. Every record is a ritual. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed.
And the whole thing about it is, like, not only is it magic or whatever, it's also chronicling the process of alchemy, being able to transform, you know, lower processes or like lower substances and being able to transmute them into higher manifestations of self, of that. The whole thing about it is like, you know, we're creating or whatever. It's all about being able to take that, you know, these key chaotic elements and bringing them into order. And the whole thing about that is being able to utilize that where it comes in contact with your higher nature, you know what I mean, with your higher nature, and then you can be able to manifest that, to express that out to the people, out to the world, where they can be able to come in contact who they are and their higher nature. And, like, the whole shift is, like, that shit is powerful, what you're talking about in regards to the paradigm shift, because if we're looking at each record and each, you know, each song and each project as, you know, as a ritual or a vessel of magic, you know what I mean? If you're looking at that, it's like we are actively participating in the process of recreating reality or recreating the perception of reality of how these individuals perceive it, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So you're definitely doing something very misty powerful.
Exactly. And, you know, like I said, man, you know, like I said, it came to me because I realized versus what I wanted to hear and what I know the people needed to hear, you know what I mean? And like you said, putting music out like this, when you go against the grain and you're going on a revolutionary front to do the music we do, you got to keep it innovative, you got to keep it creative, and you really got to manifest, show that we who we say we are when we spit this shit, you know what I mean? Like guys, we're guys, so we got to represent it like the guys, you know what I mean? And that's really what it's all about, you know?
It's love.
Yeah, man.
I'm still the host. I didn't know. Okay, I'm back. Okay, next question. All right, so I think we covered pretty much that because y'all got real intricate with that. Y'all got real intricate. All right, so what do you feel, like, why do you feel that Paradigm Shift Music is needed so much in today's music scene?
You know, when you take a look at the music scene, man, and not even just the music scene, when you take a look at the industry, that shit is crumbling. You know, everything that's dealing with paradigm shift music is about shifting the paradigm, which means, you know, redestroying and rebuilding. You see what I'm saying? And that's really what this is about, is destroying and rebuilding. So we destroying the old paradigm, and we bringing this new shit in. And necessarily, the alchemical process of doing that is to still be able to put so-called, quote-unquote, conscious music out, but slide that shit in seamlessly. You see what I'm saying? To where mm-hmm. motherfuckers hear this shit, they don't even know that it's so-called conscious music, because we using the same type of beats that you hear in the club. You know, we spitting the same delivery, the same presentation, the same way you hear a lot of these niggas bring it, you know, that so-called signs or whatnot. And it's about bringing that in and actually having substance when we do it, though. You know what I mean? And ain't a lot of niggas out here who can finesse it that way. So when you got certain people in the game, you know, who can finesse it and make it look good, make it sound good, you know, that lets you know that it's a real process, and it's a real talent, man. Because I remember I did a show with Professor Griff, and I remember Griff was me and him was out back talking, and he was like, "Yo,
Griff,
you know, to be able to do it the way you do it," he said, "Man, that's a talent, man." He said, "A lot of niggas don't understand putting conscious music out and making it sound good is a hard process versus turning the
people man.
Off.
That's the biggest thing." That's the biggest thing, being able to actually make that hit, like being able to hit these motherfuckers in the heart. Pardon my language,
right.
But I got passionate because
right.
I get passionate mm-hmm. about that based off of the way you expressed it, because that's powerful.
Yes.
You got to be able to hit them in the heart.
Right, and see, that's the thing that separates me apart from you know, I hear a lot of people classify my shit as guy hop, or they're classified as you know other different genres, conscious. I tell them it's not conscious music, it's not guy hop, it's paradigm shift music, which means mm-hmm. that it's all of the above, but it's more than that, because this is the future. And mm-hmm. when you put it in such a powerful label as paradigm shift music, it creates its own world, because it's not just one genre, and that's the whole point. It's not a genre. You see what I'm saying? This is paradigm shifting music, which comes in all forms, That's what makes it more powerful when we hit people with the music that's gonna hit them in their soul, man. You know what I mean? I got motherfuckers who rock with me in the street. I got niggas who go to college. I got niggas who doctors. You know what I mean? And when everybody can listen to that shit and feel it, you know what I mean? I'm talking niggas from the mud. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Who don't know nothing about metaphysics, but when a nigga hit
mm-hmm.
me spit some shit, you know, when a nigga hit me spit some shit talking about, you know, Kava Kava Moringa, and hit me talk about Francis Crest, hit me talk about, you know, Dr. Ben, when niggas hear shit like that, and the way you finesse it and you deliver it to them, they say, "Yo, hold up. Let me hear what this nigga's got to say. Let me go see what he's talking about, because the nigga make it sound good. It don't sound dirty. It don't sound corny." You know what I mean?
It's
kind of intriguing, you know?
Exactly.
And that's what it's about, man. This shit is bigger than me, because the universe brought it to me. I've been called upon to do a job, man. So when I do a job, I'm just a humble servant, man, and the way I live my life and the way I present my music, it's like, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a humble nigga. When anybody see me, everybody who know me, whether they know me from my online presence or they know me from being in the street, they know that I'm a humble dude. But at the same time, when it comes to the music, bro, I get busy. And mm-hmm. I say that in a humble way, because I've been humble so long, but it's time to make niggas wake up. So I'm getting on my motherfucking shit. I'm getting on my shit where I'm talking that shit. I'm on my Ali shit, and it's fine. Because it's time to really, you know, smash on niggas, and it's time to wake motherfuckers up, and that's what we're doing, man. This new mm-hmm. project right here is going to get niggas back in the lab, and it's going to get niggas back to writing. A lot of these niggas be out here sitting, mm-hmm. but they ain't really knowing how to write songs, man. Songs that change mm-hmm. people's minds. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the new project, so how did you choose the name for your newest album, Life Cycles?
You know, the name actually came to me, too, man. Everything that happens with me, man, I'm very in tune to the universe, man. I'm very, very in tune I'm very sensitive to the spirit. So when the spirit talks to me and hits me, it's on. You know, a lot of people may have noticed that from what they see online that I haven't been around. People wonder why I ain't been dropping videos, what I've been doing. You know, and really what I've been doing is the spirit had me sit back, fall back, and jump in the matrix and actually live. So this project, the spirit says, you know, live it first and then
right.
give it to them. So
right.
when you think about the process of how life actually works, you know, before we were saying we was a thought first before the experience. So when you hear the album, you're actually hearing the experience. You see what I'm saying? You hear an experience, and then you actually, everything on this project has been put in a context of a life story, you know. And it's not just from me, but it's also me. But the way I write my music, I write it for the world. So when you hear music, it's something everybody can relate to, whether it's a heartbreak or, you know, motherfuckers lost their job or niggas on the grind trying to get their money, you know what I mean? Like, niggas live their life for real. And so when you hear my music, you hear it from a standpoint of not just a so-called black man, so-called conscious nigga. You actually hear world music. You hear Paradigm Shift music as its own entity. And that's why, you know, a lot of people who never seen the cover of my album is showing Sacred Geometry, but it's showing me from another angle. So a lot of people, when they hear this album, it's actually what I call it. I actually call it a dark, peaceful album. It's dark and peaceful. It's mm-hmm. it's an album that shows you that even when you go through life, you know, as long as you on your humble shit and you respond to the universe accordingly and move in harmony, it's peaceful at the same time amongst the you know, the turbulence. Mm-hmm. So when you hear this music, it ain't just all, you know, roses and cupcakes. This shit got, you know, like I said, I talk about a lot of subject matter, man. You know, during this whole time, a lot of people don't know, man. My best friend is, you know, he caught 20 years. My best friend, my nigga from the mud, and that put me back a lot, because these are niggas that's on my team. You know what I mean? These are niggas that I've been rocking with since day one. So shit like that hurt my heart. So, you know, to sit back and to write the music I had to write it not just for myself. I had to write it for others, because the universe showed me that it's not just about me. So, you know, that's why the album called Life Cycle, it was more of a idea that came about where it was me being exposed to just the world and letting everybody see my life, you know, and that's really what it is. And it's some gangster shit, man. Niggas ain't fucking with this shit, my nigga. I gotta talk that shit, because I took a whole year of actually getting deep on my craft. I've been doing shows. I was traveling a lot. I wasn't talking about it a lot online, but I've been traveling and doing shows, getting a lot of administrative done behind the scenes, and putting a lot of my own money into investing myself, which is what you got to do anyway. But the way I work, you know, but the way I work, I'm a Virgo nigga, you know, I'm a double Virgo at that. Then, you know, I got my Mercury, my Venus, and I got my Mars in the 12th house. So a lot of my work is dealing with being hidden. So you don't even see the work, you just see a nigga pop back up on the scene with the shit, you know what I mean? And that's really what it's been, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, so I just been on my grind, man, and the work is going to prove it, man.
Definitely. All right, so you talked briefly about, you know, the writing process, but I'd like for you to dive into more of explaining what your particular writing process was for this album, and if so, how did it differ from the previous ones?
My writing process this time was more of getting in touch with the actual physical experiences versus just taking, you know, things from a mental approach. My last couple projects, whether it was the mixtape or, you know, my Paradigm Shift music project or the Underrated project, which was some dope-ass shit, still dope. When I listen to them shits, man, niggas ain't heard of them shits is ridiculous. I sat back and I noticed that every project I ever did, it always sound different. Every single song I did, nothing ever sounded the same, but what I wanted to do with this project was actually put everything together. I didn't want a collage. I didn't want it to be a collage. I actually wanted it to be a full body of work that flew. You know, it just went hand to hand. So from start to finish, you know, and I got a very, very good, ear. I've been producing for a while, and I've been doing a lot of songwriting and arrangements for other people. But when it came to my process for this one, it was more of a approach from the experience. So whenever something happened, I wrote from that point on, you know. And the whole process of this album, like I said, I recorded it in a whole year. But the actual process, man, I actually had like over 20-something songs. And, you know, it's a hard thing to do, to chop them songs down to, you know, to give niggas 13, you know. Even within that, I actually reached out to a lot of people. There was supposed to be a lot of different people on the album, but the more I started revising it and just, me being on my Virgo shit, man, you know, just critiquing it and just really getting to it, it got more and more personal to me. So you know, the project went from having features to actually just more than likely to anything just being me on the project, you know. So it just became that very personal to me, and it became a powerful entity on its own. Like I said, that life cycle shit, man, it's something that when I wrote it, it took me back to a center but dark place where I took the experience I had and wrote it and gave it my all. Nothing hidden, nothing, you know, nothing phony. Everything is 100. You know what I mean? And that's how I've always been with all my music. But this shit right here, I made sure that I knew when I dropped this project, nothing was going to be the same after this. And I knew it from my spirit. And, you know, so many things have shown itself once I was getting, you know, near the completion of the album, you know, that nothing was going to be the same after this. So I'm really, you know, not to give too much away, but I was really getting prepared for taking over the world with this shit, man, touring globally, you know, and putting music out there will go down as niggas is changing the game, you know, through good soul music, man. Music niggas ain't never heard before, you know. And I put that on everything, man, that when I hear this music, people would wonder why I was sitting there hoarding it and taking so long to put it out, because all I can do is sit there and have a smile on my face and look at this shit and say, you know what, I really went in, and I know the people going to appreciate it, man. You know, and that's really what it was, man, you know, just the whole writing process was the experience, the actual physical experience, not nothing from memory, you know, just physical experiences, you know. A nigga may not write a song for a week because nothing happened to me that really affected me that much, you know. So when you hear certain things, whether it was a job loss or, you know, my homie, you know, catching 20 years, you know, just so many things, relationships, everything, dealing with the universe as its own entity, and just getting, you know, shifted and put back into perspective of where I'm at on my life. That's the process, man. I sat down and I wrote that shit like it was my last project I ever put out. You know what I mean? And that's really what it was like.
Yeah, man, I could definitely relate to that. Definitely can relate to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're hitting that halfway mark in the show, so you know what that means. We got to pay these bills and take that commercial break. And we will also take a brief music break. I'm actually going to play one of the tracks from Pata's new album, Life Cycles. So stay tuned, and all right, don't pay these bills, y'all. Peace.
Yes,
would you like to attract more abundance into your life? Have you been feeling sluggish, uninspired, frustrated, or unenergetic? Then the 2014 Spring Awakening Cleanse, hosted by Awakened Vitality and Gemini Creations, is just what you've been waiting for. This 21-day cleanse is a spiritual experience designed to help you raise your vibration and energy level. We will put a focus not only on nutrition, but how to nourish your spirit as well. This will allow you to not only feel, but live better. We are offering 3 customizable packages, silver, gold, and platinum, starting at only $35. To register or learn more about this seasonal cleanse, visit www.awakenedvitality.com. Reach us by email, healandcleanse@gmail.com. Or you can reach us by phone at 614-300-5702. Registration ends March 14th.
But that's the reason I rhyme for Pick the type of shit them rap niggas get signed for. Analyze the track, resonating, then ripping shit. They say hip-hop is dead, well, motherfucker, we living it.
Paradigm shift music for those who ain't getting it. God kings the team, we reign supreme. When the rappers get to spitting and them lives get told, ask me if that bullshit really worth your soul. Like, is your chain really real? Did you really write your rhymes? You know how them rappers be, most of them rappers be lying. They be doing anything for a motherfucking deal. Man, them rap niggas ain't that motherfucking ill. I went from NC to NY and I heard the music change. If I didn't know hip-hop, I'd probably feel out of place. But you can also pick up on the latest lingo from the latest single. Now I'm feeling bilingual, mixing southern slang with that uptown shit. Hip-hop gave us more than we can even ask for, kid. It even built up, man, it even broke down doors. I even seen Japanese niggas break dancing the floors. You telling me that this music ain't powerful? You telling me that we ain't got the power to do like we supposed to do? Control our own distribution without the Jew. Cause this is hip-hop, they say I live forever. That's the reason I rhyme for. This the type of shit them rap niggas would die for, nigga. God King.
Yo, 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 we're back live on with the God Patah Razahudi and the God City Hampton, my lovely guest co-host, and that was Legends Never Die off of the new album Life Cycles. I'm biased. That was my new favorite track. For real. I mean, that one and more. I love those two tracks. Like, I'd be, like, playing them sometimes, like, chilling by myself. Like, I love my job.
Yeah.
Like, City got a question. All right, so what's good, City? What's good? What's your question?
Yeah, I wanted to ask the God because I'm, like, you know what I mean, from one traveler to another. I know, like, you've been experiencing... You've had your own experiences with the music industry. So I wanted to ask you, like, what is your, you know, your current state of point of view about the current music industry? You know what I mean? Like, how do you feel about, like, the decline of the major label system and how everything is kind of shifting, going back to the independent perspective? How do you feel about all of that?
Man, you know, the way I feel about it is, you know, it never changed. I always been anti-corporation. I always been anti-corporate like that when it came to this music shit. You know, one thing about me is I'm so much of an artist to the core that, you know, I done had label meetings. I done had management meetings and sat down. But just the way I am about my craft, ain't nobody motherfucking changing my shit, man, for no goddamn dollar, man. Like, I'm not that nitty. I'm not that nigga, man. You know, and so at the end of the day, jeopardizing your craft for some change, man, that shit right there to me, it's not even what it's about because I'm not an entertainer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This shit I do is spiritual work, man. So when you're dealing with spiritual work, man, I take that shit more serious than anything, you know. So I don't get caught up in the dollar or cooning or sacrifice certain things. Now, if I ever got to put in a position where I can't close and, you know, we're still working on some things and seeing what it might look like, check right. If motherfuckers understand that I ain't budging when it comes to this motherfucking music and we can still get this bread and what, and then, you know, me being independent, doing so much of my own and still keeping a small circle but having people around me that's able to help, it can be done. It can be done. There's so many people out here that I respect that's doing it, you know, regardless of if they're so-called quote-unquote conscious or not.
Conscious rap, yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, when I see motherfuckers like Currency or I see somebody like Crit or I see somebody, you know, even if they got a so-called deal now, them niggas are still moving indies. Them niggas still moving underground because them shit and usually don't get played on the radio, you know. I've been blessed to be around Dead Fred for a while. Been on the road with them brothers, you know what I mean? Shout out to Jay, Happy G Day, homie, M1, all them, Mike Flo. I've been able to be around them and see how they get it. So when I do this music, man, I learn to move efficiently and at the same time, look at the music industry as a handshake, but also a motherfucker stab you in the back. You know, it depends on how you get in because one thing about it is I came in this game on some kumbaya shit. You know what I mean? I work with everybody. I'm just a 100 nigga, so it's like, I ain't one of them niggas that's fake. So when you get in the industry, you meet a lot of fake niggas. You meet a lot of shark ass niggas.
Yep.
And for somebody who like us, it can easily turn you just like them, you know what I mean? And you stepping on schools, doing anything to get on, and that's not what I'm about. So I'd rather sit from the back, you know, make my music and then let the people take it where it need to go, you know, because when you're dealing with that industry, man, that shit could turn you into a motherfucking snake, man.
Monster.
That shit
could turn you,
take
it
right.
you into a monster. And it could, definitely put you in a position to get taken advantage of, because it's
exactly.
Like in my own personal experience, like I'm like being from New York, like I witnessed the shift where like everything started gearing gearing towards the South, and pretty much like more or less what was happening is that yeah, like major label systems or major labels not fucking with niggas from New York at all. You know what I mean? Like if you didn't sound like you was from the South, like you understand what I'm saying, like you couldn't get a meeting like at all. And pretty much what ended up happening was that it put us in the position to kind of look at what y'all was doing, like, oh, these motherfuckers is really taking that independent, like, aesthetic, like, you know what I mean, they really gone whole about that shit, like, they gonna get it regardless, they not going out saying, yo, listen to my demo, do this, da-da-da, understand what I'm saying, like, they gonna do what needs to get done, you know what I mean, they gonna press their shit up themselves, they gonna go to whatever club, they gonna do whatever, you know what I mean, they gonna book whatever show, they need to do. Fuck a booking agent. They might as well just, they going to focus on building a relationship with the venue owner by themselves, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And that pretty much has put me in a position to have like a concise understanding, like the traditional paradigm of the music industry is dying. Like, that shit is dead.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's dying. Yeah, that shit is dead. You know what I mean? And like you got, it's at a point right now where you got artists like yourself, artists like myself, artists like, you know, even like we just said, like, you know, with regards to currency, you know what I mean? Crit. Who else, man? Like a whole bunch of different artists who were like popping, like yeah, you know what I mean. That pretty much have like the template of how to be able to move, you know what I mean, and actually get this fatty by themselves without having any kind of dependency on a major label system. They just more or less just focus on their network and their relationships that they build. You know what I mean? So I commend you on that, man, for real.
Right. Yeah, nigga grinding, man. And you know what's funny is that being the type of dude I am, I reach out to everybody, and I'm willing to work with everybody. But when motherfuckers is on that snake shit, you know, I keep my circle small. And what I learned to do is, you know, because everybody that so-called conscious ain't no righteous nigga. And that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Okay. Thank
yeah,
you.
Man. Yes, Lord.
You know what I'm saying? Well, and that's the difference. You know, so when you got... You know, so when you got real niggas who stand on principles and you know, I do it how I do it. Anybody that see me, everybody that know me know I'm a real nigga, 100%
mm-hmm.
front.
Mm-hmm.
So the music is a testament to how people seen a nigga came from nothing, still grinding, and still getting to where I'm going. And the music is doing it, but getting better. You know, I had motherfuckers hit me up in the inbox when they heard some new music before, you know, everybody wondered when the project going to drop. But, you know, people hit me up and they'll say shit like, yo, this right here don't sound like the old stuff. You damn right it don't, because everything I do is moving forward, man. You know, everything I'm about is forward progression. Everything I'm about is destroying and rebuilding, being better. That's what the universe is based on, you know what I mean?
Yes,
and
Lord.
You got to be a testament of it if you buy it, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm doing. And I also understand that everybody ain't on the same frequency yet, so I always knew I was 2 years ahead of niggas, 2 steps ahead of niggas when I do this music shit. You know what I mean? And so when I understood that I don't get the so-called support that I should be getting, that I know is due for I don't even trip on it, because at the end of the day, I know niggas is taking notes. I know niggas is watching. And I also know that I'm a one-man movement. So when niggas hear Tear Down Shit Music, God King, they hear Fatai Rap Hooty, you don't see 100 niggas around me like that. But what you do see is you see a powerful entity that's wrapped up in this music. And ain't that motherfucker can't say this boy out here don't get busy. You know what I mean? Me being from North Carolina, you know, I can rap with down south niggas, snap on some down south tracks, and I get in there with my East Coast niggas, New York, Jersey niggas, everybody.
Already.
And they be like, that boy is spit. And this is a nigga from the South, so, you know, being able to be a creative artist like I am, man, I look at that and I take it serious, because like I said, this music ain't just no entertainment, man. This shit's spiritual. So when I know I got a job to do, I'm doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
And niggas ain't gonna stop it. And I'm smashing on niggas, man. Anybody who fuck with us, we fucking with you. If you ain't fucking with us, then it's cool too. It ain't no love lost. But when I think I say, I don't get mad. I just make better music. You see what I'm saying? and that's what I do. I make better music because niggas is gonna pay attention. I got fine niggas who hear what I do and say, damn, this is the wave right here. You see what I'm saying? Fine niggas. I ain't gonna say niggas' names, legendary niggas, niggas that inspired me. You know what I mean? And they said, boy, you doing it. And, you know, so I know everything is in due time. I'm a humble nigga, man. I stay humble. That's why I don't get out here and talk that shit. But, you know, I gotta kind of go ahead and get on my Ali shit, talk this shit, let niggas know it's real, because I back it up. You know what I mean? Good for
itself. All right, definitely. Speaking of people who inspire you, what are some of the things that inspire you musically as far as sounds, other artists, different art forms? What are the things that inspire you musically?
What inspires me musically, man, is seeing how I can change people, man. You see what I'm
right.
saying? It's motherfuckers out here that you can talk to them all day, drop books on them all day, and they won't grasp it, you know. But if you can make a song and present it in a way that not only do they understand it, they take that shit and spread it with somebody else. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So they can understand it. That's powerful, man. And when I realized that I got people who fuck with my music all around the world, all around the world, that lets me know that this shit is major, man. This shit is major. I'm about to be touring Africa in May. And that's off the strength of the music. This ain't no, you know, industry nigga touring Africa. This is an independent nigga, no label backing, you know, no management, touring Africa off the strength of the music and just, you know, doing what I'm doing, man. And it's a beautiful thing, man. So I take it serious, and I love it, man. And I draw inspiration from seeing how it affects people, but also seeing that this is a spiritual war going on. So when you got people in power, like me, like City, people who can really spit good music and then give it to people and let that go where it's supposed to go, and still, when it comes back to you, it comes back to you tenfold. You know what I mean? Whether it comes to you in abundance of money or working off your karma. You know what I mean? That's the way I look at it. You know, I do this shit for real, man. And, you know, and so when I do it for real, I know that there's a lot of niggas out here who want to be entertainers. We ain't in it for the limelight, man. The limelight going to come because the nigga going to shine, man. We immortal, man. So a nigga going to do what he do regardless. You know, so it's my fault to put this good music out and be legendary with it, man, because everybody want to be a rapper, right? But everybody can't be an artist. And this is different.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like everybody want to be a rapper. Everybody, even to some extent, everybody wants to be an artist. Very few people want to be creators. You know what I mean? Like, be creators that even expand outside of the parameters of music. You know what I mean? It's just like the music is only a small facet of the multidimensionality of who we are as beings. And it's just that, you know, it's like being able to utilize that music as a template to get to the part, you know what I mean, hit them in the right brain, that emotional mind, you understand what I'm saying, the part that these motherfuckers ultimately, like, you know, will be the easiest to be able to get to, because you got a lot of stupid motherfuckers out here who ain't really got no, it's like what Batar just said, like, who ain't looking to read no books, who ain't looking to watch no lectures, we the magus, we the magi, that's our job, you understand
right.
what I'm saying, so being the based off of the fact that we the magi, and that's our job, our job is to pretty much be able to, you know, use this art to be able to create the template of society, create the template of civilization for these other, you know what I mean, for the ones who ain't necessarily on that wave to really, really start coming into that wave based off of, you know, being able to, like I said from before, being able to hit them in the heart. You know what I mean? You got to be able to hit them in the heart. And one thing as well is that we got a bridge. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I did a show over the course of this last weekend, and I asked, it was some elders in the building, and I addressed them saying, like, you know, everything in regards to my art is about being able to emphasize the importance of my ancestral legacy. But I speak to the ones who don't care about that, the ones who don't give a shit about none of that. You understand what I'm saying? And that, in regards to that paradigm, you know, shift music, it's the same kind of, like, aesthetic. You know what I mean? Knowing for a fact that you come from an ancient ancestral link that is responsible for building and cultivating civilizations, but also speaking to these young brothers who ain't aware of that, who don't give a fuck about it, in all honesty. You understand what I'm saying? And providing yourself to be the bridge where, like, you introduce shit, like, you are introducing the youth to that ancestral lineage and saying, yo, you have to come back to that. You understand what I'm saying? But also breaking the wall down for the elders to really start finally having that interface with that, like, with the youth as well. You know what I mean? So motherfuckers' jobs are immensely important. Very, very, very important.
You know, like I said, you know, it take a certain type of motherfucker to be out here finessing it and making it look good, man. You know, that's the key. We make this shit look good, man. Because, it's like I said, you know, it's a lot of niggas who are not in them streets to really to see how music can affect somebody, not just affect them through the music, but when a motherfucker see how you are, you see what I'm saying? They see you. They say, this nigga lit. He living it. You shine.
Yeah.
That thing, you know, a nigga like me, you know, I don't do the whole lecture thing, but a nigga like me, you can catch me up in the library, nigga. Then you might catch me in the strip club. Then you might catch me in the club. Then you might catch me on the street. But then you might catch me feeding the homeless. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You might catch me feeding the homeless. And then you might catch me out in the woods somewhere tripping on motherfucking mushrooms, getting in tune. And at the end of the day, and at the end of the day, you know, I'm still that divine nigga walking by, and that's what it's about, man. You know, showing niggas that we are it.
Yeah, I'm going to the A, man. Me and Pachai gotta hang out, man.
I told you. Anyway, we got 14 minutes left on the live stream. If you're already on the call, because we do have the switchboards filled up, so if you're already on the call and you would like to ask a question, now would be the time to raise your hand. You can do so by pressing 1. Again, if you're already on the call, just press 1 and your hand will be raised and we'll know you have a question or comment to add on to the show. All right, no worries. We still got plenty of questions and plenty of time to chill with Pitai Rasahudi talking about life cycles, living through the music. I think we are definitely living through the music. And City's going to book us a ticket to Atlanta right now. Go ahead, find out how much it costs. We're going to come through and chill with Pitai and definitely get it started. All right, so you talked about what inspires you musically. You talked about what drives you musically and how you really see creative artists as somebody who's really, you know, in this as a spiritual mission. So we really got the feel for you as a person. Now, what is more so the feel of this album? How would you say it flows musically?
Man, this album to me, man, it's cinematic, man. And the way I write and also just the way I actually come up with stuff, everything is nonlinear. So when I'm writing my music, I'm not just thinking about the music. I'm thinking about the motherfucking video. I'm thinking about, you know, the whole concept already ahead of the time. So the whole album is cinematic. It's a roller coaster ride. It's dark and peaceful. And, you know, like I said, it's about life, the cycles of life. So it's the ups and downs. So, you know, I got music on there that'll make you feel good. I got music on there that'll make you want to smoke one and hit the highway, you know what I'm saying? And just get in your zone. You know, I got music on there that make you want to go out there and feed the homeless, you know what I'm saying? And I got music out there that make you want to get inspired to be proactive at whatever you do, you know. And like I said, when I listen to this album, as a full body of work, to me, it's dark and peaceful, you know, and that's crazy. That's crazy as it sounds, but that's all I can get from it is dark and peaceful, you know, and it's not a bad thing, you know what I mean? It's just dark and it's peaceful. You know, when you see the album cover, I wanted that to reflect that too. I spent the whole year getting everything how I wanted it, from the album cover with the Sacred Geometry, to show just that, you know, to show just that. When you see Sacred Geometry, what you know, depending on how you feel, it puts you in a state of peace and it actually lets you travel to the dark side, whether it's in your mind or, you know, when you're dealing with symbolism, you know, it takes you to the dark side and just the subconscious mind, and you go down that long path. Mm-hmm. And that's what this album was, you know. It was this long path of everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking about the ups and the downs and dealing with it face to face. There ain't nothing sugar-coated about it. It's just real music, man. You know, that's all it is.
Definitely. All right. So I know you talked about you cut out a lot of tracks and, you know, it was hard for you to kind of whittle it down. And, you know, you're more focused and geared towards telling your story more per se. But do you have any features on the album? And if so, who can we expect to hear features from?
On the album, I had I might do a B-side to it. On the B-side, I was going to have Stickman on there. I was going to have Melify on there. Other than that, I really got just a couple female artists on there. I got Pootie on there. Shout out to Pootie. I got my homegirl Chaos on there. You know, just far as melodies and arrangement, things like that. Other than that, it's just been me, man. Like, at the end of the day, once I chopped it down and arranged everything in order, like, me as an artist, when I go through my project, I arrange everything, you know what I mean? I see this shit serious, so, you know, if one song don't sound right before the other one, then we got to work it out, you know, in order. everything got to ride smooth, so, you know.
Yeah.
And the way I go about doing my process like that is I get out in the city, you know. I don't sit up in the studio and do shit like this. I get out in the city, walk, you know, jump on the bus, ride, drive around or something. Something to get out in the element and just listen to how it flows together so I can listen to it, somebody else's point of view. You know, somebody might buy my CD and they out the street. They out waiting on the train, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to listen to a body of work where they can be like, damn. You know, I ain't had to skip one song. That's how I feel when I listen
let it
to
flow.
Yeah, you know, like that's how I feel when I listen to a Outkast album. You know what I mean? When I listen to a Dead Prez album. You know, when I listen to a Little Brother album, I hear it all the way through. And this thing, you know, like I said, it's not a collage; it's a piece of work. So everything flow right hand to hand. You know, everything flow hand to hand, and it had to go through the rhythm of a life cycle, you know, so it's through a rhythm, you know, and that's what we doing. Everything I drop, man, we do this shit on a spiritual level, man. Niggas get in that studio and niggas just put music together and think it's a collage, man. Nah, man, we take this shit serious, man. It's real, you know what I mean? And something simple as arranging the music in order like that is a spiritual thing, man, when niggas listen to it as a whole. That right there by itself can transform somebody, man. That's why, like I said, man, that's the difference between the rappers and the artists, man. We look at everything.
Yes, that's all right. We got a caller with their hand raised. Caller from the 404-368 area code. You're live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Peace, Queen. What's good? This is Palmetto Star, the Ratchet Revolutionary. What's good, Patah? What's good, City?
Peace, man. Peace.
The Sugar Lord. What's good?
Can't complain,
I'm chilling.
Man. Like, good.
I'm just chilling, man. Just listening to everything. Just listening to music, man. Hey, loving what you're doing, man. That new project sounds dope. Sounds dope, man.
I appreciate it. Wait till you hear it, man. Wait till you hear it.
Oh.
The videos coming soon. Everything coming soon. I've been in my own zone and I ain't been competing with nobody, man. So when I got out of that zone of, you know, trying to compete with niggas, it was just me in my zone and me in the world, you know. Everything coming, man. This summer, man, Paradigm Shift Music summer, man. Trust me, man. Good time.
No doubt, no doubt. Yeah, I'm listening to everything, man. It sounds good. But, you know, I did have a question, too. Now you talk about Paradigm Shift and all that. Do you think, I'm just, you know, just putting out current events and stuff like that, that the whole Malaysian airplane, I mean, do you think what happened, because now they're saying it like that, you know, the one that just disappeared, basically, they're saying that it may have just disintegrated or something like that, and, you know, they're using words like vortex, putting that all in the news. Now, do you think that's happening out here in real life and, you know what I'm saying, and, you know what I'm saying, making those sort of changes happening?
Oh, wow. You know what? You know what's funny is I haven't, like, I don't watch TV, but I heard people talking about it. But you know what? Man, we in these days and times where that shit like that seem weird to other people. That's the norm for us because we know that shit is real. So, you know, if things like that is really happening, you know, like I said, I haven't watched none of that shit. I don't know what's going on, but by what you're telling me, that shit right there is right on. Everything that goes down right now, man, if niggas ain't thinking right brain and understanding the type of world we live in, this multidimensional universe, man, niggas got another thing coming, man, you know. So I'm going to look more into it. But, yeah, man, that shit could definitely be going on right now. Like I said, we in what you call the quickening, man. Everything is getting out of the norm, man. So when you look at the news, you know, regardless, you know, like I said, I don't look at the news because I keep myself in a different state of mind because I live on an astral realm, man. My mind is true. So I'm in another zone. So I got to try to stay grounded, man. So I know shit like that is real out here. I've seen so much, you know. I've seen so much, you know. So it's not even believing it; it's knowing it. You know what I'm saying? I know this shit is real. You know.
Yeah, I feel that. You know, it's more about making, you know, we make the news, we make the events, you know what I'm saying, with our actions and all that stuff rather than, we don't have to look at the news because we are the news. You know what I'm saying? We're making it happen just by our ways and actions.
Exactly.
So I definitely feel that.
It's important, man. I think it's important.
No, that shit went in the portal, nigga.
That shit went in the portal.
I think it did, for real. I think it did. I definitely, that's why I feel. That's what I feel that, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
But
you know what?
Stuff been opening up, especially in Asia. It's been crazy. Like, doing this, like an island disappeared and some other stuff had happened.
Yeah.
Like, a couple years back. Like a floating city.
Remember they had the food?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. If you know what? If it did win in the portal, it ain't coming back.
Shoot. How did I get in the portal?
Yeah, man.
Hey, Palmetto, thank you for calling in. Check
no doubt.
Palmetto out
peace,
to
man.
Raw for TV,
peace,
World Turk Radio.
Definitely
right. Check him out every Thursday at 11 p.m. I was on last week.
You.
I need to go back in the archives and listen to that because I did a good show. So
sure
definitely go
man.
Over there, support the guys, show love. All right,
peace.
All right, we're coming down to the last couple minutes. I just want you to give out all your contact information, any shout-outs you have, any websites, dates, and info on upcoming shows, like what's going on with the album, when I can get my copy, you know what I'm saying? I need my copy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I was going to throw niggas in the Matrix and drop that shit on the Equinox, but then I fell back and I got realigned again, and I'm going to drop that shit in April. I'm going to drop it sometime in April, man. So, you know, I'm really just on some, man, when niggas going to get it, when they get it, it's going to still be right on time, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go with the stars, man. Every time I drop a project, it's got to be with the cosmos, man. So
mm-hmm.
I fell back from the Equinox because it's still doing my Saturn return. So I was like, you know, let me fall back and see what's going to happen next. And we're going to
mm-hmm.
make moves like that. A lot of times when I do shows, I don't even give dates out like that. I'm funny with my shit, man, because I'm really trying to reach the people that don't even know me. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what gives the music an honest reading. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, the people that fuck with me already, of course they're going to fuck with me, but when somebody don't know you and you go to a state and you do a show and niggas don't even know who you are,
mm-hmm.
that's when you get a real reading. That's when you shock the people with your first impression. You shock some people, and you know, I got a lot of shows coming up. Summertime is going to be a good time, man. If you're in the A in the summer, you know, expect to see me around. I'm going to Ethiopia in May, and we're dropping that. Yeah, look for some videos coming soon, man. Videos going to be dropping the next couple weeks. Shout out to Sunray Consulting. That's who's going to be working on a lot of my branding work. We're getting the internet site up, so you'll see the Guy King internet webpage up soon. Shout out to my whole Guy King, born, you know, Royal Mortal family, Fourth One family, everybody, man, everybody doing the work, man, everybody who fucking around putting in good work, man, everybody who on the righteous path, man,
mm-hmm.
you know, I definitely salute y'all for fucking with the Guy King, man, you know, it's about to be a lot of good music being made this year, a lot of good progression, you know, as far as industry-wise, man, trust me, man. As far as the industry-wise, I ain't chasing the industry, but the industry is looking at what's going on now as far as quote-unquote conscious rappers, man. Niggas is taking the science, man. The science that we drop, it's affecting the world, and niggas who are in position to make a change need to step up to the plate, and let's do it, man. We kings, man. It's time to be immortal, man, you know.
Yeah.
Shit,
sure,
man.
All right, real quick, let them know all your websites, because we about to shut off. So
yeah,
let them know all
right.
your websites, all that stuff, all the contact info, if they want to book you for a show, where to go, let them know all that.
I bet. CDs and digital downloads, you can reach that at Patai720 at Bandcamp, you know, go to Bandcamp. You can always go to my YouTube videos and find the link in the description as well. You know, find me on YouTube. You know, it's going to be Patai Rasuhudi. Facebook, Patai Rasuhudi. Instagram is really where you can fuck with me at, man. You know, it's going to be Guy King 720. You know, I mix the ratchet with the righteousness on there. If you want to book me, you can email me at ironic9472@gmail.com. So, you know, we can book me there. Hit me on Facebook as well. And like I said, new project about to drop soon, so we shitting on niggas, man. It's time to get it, man.
Definitely. And, of course, City Hampton, let them know where they can get the Traveling Mind at as well.
You know, you can get that on cityhampton.bandcamp.com, citihampton.bandcamp.com. Be on the lookout for the We All Lords tour. We're currently in the process of reconstructing that. Next thing on deck is the Let It Go video, which is my next single. You should be looking out for that. It's going to be shout out to a whole host of different video music outlets, as well as like magazines, digital magazine outlets, so on and so forth. Just be on a whole lookout for the HTO Lord mission and possibly a record with Patel Rasta Hootie would be wavy. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
that'd
yeah.
be dope. You know what I mean? I got a couple records in the stash. You know what I mean? I'll be in the A soon, so if we can piece something together, you know what I mean? Show
oh,
something
yeah.
like that.
Oh, yeah.
Start emphasizing this mission, man. Real talk.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
oh,
I mean?
Yeah, we're
support,
gonna do it.
You know, I just want to say, if you were on the line, if you were a City Hampton fan, support anything that Patel Rasta Hootie does. You understand what I'm saying? Because one ALI to another, from one traveler to another. You understand what I'm
yeah,
saying? This is the great work. This is the great mission. You understand what I'm saying? And we all perform it in the alchemy, transforming from the inside out and emphasizing that back out to y'all. So, fuck with
yeah,
it.
Man.
All right, brothers. I love y'all. So we about to wrap up the show. We about to go wrap up the... Okay, I'm stopped. Anyway.
Love.
All right, y'all. Any last shout-outs before... We cut off the lines and the recording.
Shit, Tay. Thank you, Tay, for having us on the radio show. Thank you for giving
yeah.
us the platform.
You know?
You understand what I'm saying? You're the queen. The shield.
It'd be real. I'll be out here.
Yeah, man. I just appreciate everybody who's been fucking with me from day one, man. We just going to keep making motherfuckers believe us. And we ain't stopping, man. So much major things happening, man. So... If you ain't fucking with the God King Paradigm Shift music movement right now, don't get mad when you see niggas touring all over the goddamn world and then niggas.
They
want to
get all like, did I say it was whack?
Back.
I meant it was wonderful.
Back. You know, that's real.
Two different vowels, but I know it could get confused. So, no, definitely. All right, y'all. So we about to wrap it up. Visit Conversations with the Queens. WordPress.com. Make sure y'all holla at that. Go check it out. We just announced all the winners for our blog launch contest. Definitely check out the Spring Awakening Cleanse at AwakenVitality.com. Big ups to Sharice who be on the lines, hold it down with us. Big ups to Paul Meadow. Big ups to everybody in the crew, HiddenHistoryOnline.org. Definitely go check them out. All right, y'all. We out. We done. We deuces. We deuces. I don't know. I'm just saying stuff. Anyway. So I'm going to play this one last track by Fatah, and it's called More, and it's definitely going to leave you wanting more. It's my favorite track off the whole album that I heard so far. So I'm going to leave
yep.
y'all in the words of peace and blessings, and thank you for tuning in. And, oh, yeah, check us out next week. We got Dr. Aleem Bey booked for the show, so definitely come through. All right, peace.
When I'm bringing in heat, leaving MCs defeated, wilted and withered and weak. Every time a nigga flow, it's like a hip-hop treat. Brazilian rhyming, savory snares and boom-bap beats it all. comes together, cooking all in the kitchen. Lyricism, mysticism, paradigm shift isms. Turn off the radio until they play something better. Laugh at the whack rappers till they say something better. You know for Ty, I go hard for the culture. I'd rather starve myself than feed these goddamn vultures. Now who the kids gon' listen to? Huh? I guess me if it isn't you. Huh? And all these rappers, yeah, they clones, right? Popping bottles, models, mollies till the daylight. Huh? I know the reason that I'm here for. Why? Because the people say they want more. So I'ma give it to them more.